many of you really come to celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah. I want to talk about him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good. I want to talk about my topic is, thank you guys, my topic is this morning, I don't know how far we'll get with this, but we'll go far as he tells us. Resurrection power. Who can stop it? Third Sunday, always we target everybody every Sunday, but we target the young people. We want to target them or recognize them, or because of everybody is important to the Lord. And young people, God loved them just as much as he loved the middle age and older. Because I always stay young myself. Amen. Amen. I know y'all wonder how I do it. I'm going to give you my secret this morning. I never get over 20 years old. I'm young at heart. Amen. You say, how do you do that? You look older than 20. No, you just ain't looking right. You're not looking right. So how do you do that? Well, when I got to my first 20, I went to my second set of 20. I started back over. Amen. I got to my third set of 20. I started back over. Second set, I started back over again. So I never get over 20. Amen. So now you know. So don't go around telling people you're old. Amen. Just live till you die. And you really don't die. You just get out of here and go be with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Resurrection power. Who can stop it? John Gospel, chapter 11 and verse 25. Would it be all right for me to preach and do like I saw myself doing before I got here? I saw this yesterday. I saw myself doing some thing as I was preaching. Can I just walk it out, preach it out? Follow the Holy Ghost? John Gospel 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Notice now, young folks, everybody. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth. How many we have in here living and believing? Believeth. Liveth and believeth in me. Shall what? Never die. Believest thou this? We have loved one that go, if you're saved, you go, we just tell the truth. If you're born again, when you leave here, you go be with the Lord. If you're not saved, you go be with hell. To hell and be with the folks that's in hell. Amen. But too often, we believe when our loved one leave before we do, we'll meet someone in a conversation, and we'll say, well, I lost my sister, I lost my wife, I lost my husband, I lost my child, I lost this. No, you didn't. They ain't lost. If I leave here and tell my wife, well, I'm leaving, and I go to New York and I get there, and I told her that's where I'm going, she know where I am. I'm just separated from her, but I'm not lost. So if she want to find me, what would she have to do? Come to New York. So if you want to find, be with your loved one, what you going to have to do? All right, thank you. I am the resurrection. That's what he said, didn't he? Well, can I do a little Bible reading this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know I gave them these verses, but they know how it is. I might give you a whole bunch of scripture and not even use any of them. Amen. I just follow what the Spirit of God says. And it says in the 18th verse, if you put that up, I'm going to do a little Bible reading. Got it. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. The minute the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother, Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him. Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, listen to what she said, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou shalt ask God, ask of God, he will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall live again. Hallelujah. I was hoping y'all put those scriptures up so they could follow me. Hallelujah. Amen. It's too late now. Thy brother shall live again. I'm at verse 23. Verse 24. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection. In the resurrection at the last day. And this is where I got my text from. Verse 25. Jesus said unto her, Martha. And put her name there. Martha said unto you. Put your name there. Jack. Jim. I am the resurrection. So this morning, what in your life has died? What dead thing that's haunting you, telling you you'll never rise again? You'll never walk in victory. You'll never have peace again.